Dear Carrie, I am Natalia Krasnenkova, a Ukrainian mother of two who moved to Killarney last year, fleeing the full-scale war in Ukraine. I've known you for a little over a year, but I have so much to tell you, dear Carrie. First of all, you really like the color green, and you very skillfully combine all its shades in your outfit. Your eyes are deep and blue as the ocean near the Kerry Cliffs. Your character is as strong and as admirable as Karen Tuhill. And your voice sounds like bird songs in Killarney National Park at 5 a.m. in the springtime. Carrie, you are the most attractive girl in Ireland. Do you know that? You are very empathetic and humane. You have embraced more than 5,000 Ukrainians. Every day you take care of us in different ways. You give us the opportunity to study, learn new professions. You give us work and welcome us into your home. You share your jammy scone with us and hug us when we are homesick. You give us support, care, friendship, and you patiently try to understand what we are saying in imperfect English. For the last year and a half, we've been living together, and I really hope we learn something new from each other. Me from you, and you from me. Don't you think so? I would like to tell you what I have learned from you this year. Do not delay your life because of the bad weather. Rain is not a reason to cancel a walk, a run, or a meeting. After all, the rain is always be followed by the sun, and as a reward, a rainbow. Smile at people and be kind to them. You are always smiling, Carrie, and you are always feeling grand. This is a good lesson in optimism for me. Be tolerant of migrants. Today, over 13% of Ireland's population has a migrant background. They face many problems, but mostly you are very tolerant of them. A lot of sport activities and games. You are always jogging, swimming in the ocean, conquering mountain peaks, and cycling the Ring of Kerry. I will bring all this lesson with me to Ukraine and try to implement them in our life after our victory. What could you learn from me? Stability and adaptability. We found ourselves in a completely new country against our will. One day we arrived at Dublin Airport with just a carry-on suitcase. We found ourselves in a new condition, in a new linguistic and cultural environment, with a complete lack of understanding of where and how to move forward. Our souls are traumatized because a bloody war is still going on in Ukraine, and our relatives and husbands have remained there. Believe me, it's very difficult to be in two realities at the same time. In one reality, you are surrounded by peace and tranquility, daily affairs. Here I'm going to college to study, and here I'm going to the supermarket for groceries. A parallel reality exists in your phone, where you read the news about new attacks and victims every day. And if there is another shelling in Kyiv, you leave the room to urgently call your family or husband and ask, "Are you alive?" Don't be surprised, Carrie, that sometimes we are very sad or not smiling. You don't know what news we have just received, but we are trying to move on. We adapt to a new life, start learning the language, working and becoming a useful part of welcoming Irish community. I think the 1.5 million Irish immigrants who fled the famine in the middle of 19th century and had to adapt to new life in new country felt the same way. Do you know which word I uttered the most last year? It's the word thank you. I greatly appreciate everything you do for me, Carrie. And I hope that soon I will be able to return at least a part of your hospitality to you. I invite to Ukraine after our victory. Be sure, in every city or town, you will meet many friends. We will be able to accept you as sincerely as you accept us now. Thanks again, Carrie. Make sure to visit Ukraine someday.
Дякую, Керрі. Будемо раді бачити тебе в Україні.